Welcome to Talking Comics. Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 23.
You're not gonna like this one. It's Chillette.
What?
Academy or
what?
Dracula era landership.
You should have stayed frozen or nice.
No.
In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Anakin, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel P, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with the creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Do you have your script? All right, so what's first on the script?
Anakin script, episode 19, marked out with 23.
It's weekly poll time. No, actually, don't you have an announcement to make?
Yes.
What's your announcement?
We have Panel Pete.
Panel Pete.
Panel Pete, he can get giant, and then he can flop. Flop like a fish, flop like a fish. He can flop like a ginormous fish, cause he can grow in size. Panel Pete to the rescue. Ooh, ooh.
Panel Pete. Panel Pete might just now have a theme song.
That was a horrible theme song. The question time is better.
The question time one was really good.
Question time. It's when he asks me questions. Anyway, that's for later in the episode.
So Panel Pete merch, we do have it. We don't have it, but we have it.
Yeah.
Missing on Earth is Panel Pete merch.
But
missing on the moon is not Panel Pete. All right, missing in our podcast studio is Panel Pete merch, but missing in the world is not Panel Pete merch. And Talking Comics merch. There's shirts, hats, hoodies.
Yeah, but we do have a black and pink hat. Yeah, he's
black. One of them has it, yeah. There's a couple different shops. I'm toying with TikTok shop. I don't know, I think I screwed it up, but I'll have to figure it out.
How can you screw up TikTok?
I don't know. Because I'm old.
I mean, at least you aren't almost online.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still toying with it, TikTok shop. But there's TikTok shop. I don't know how if it's working. Or I think it's working. But I think, I don't know. But we also have, it's in our link tree too. Yeah. More Panel Pete merch and Talking Comic merch.
Yeah, we should make a talk.
We're going to get some shirts and hats for ourselves. So we go to conventions, that's what we'll wear. Maybe wear them on the episodes. I'm getting me a Panel Pete hat.
Better get me one too.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes.
I need the pink and black because those are my favorite colors.
They are. They are your favorite colors.
Yes. See this?
Yep.
Uh-huh. It's so
pink and black.
Elegant. It's elegant, not pink and black. It's magenta and black. But this pink magenta is my favorite color.
Okay.
Get it right.
So, yes, there's new link in our link tree.
Panel Pete merch, Panel Pete merch. When you go on the website, you can buy Panel Pete merch.
All right. Well, we covered our new merch.
Okay, let's go buy some. And the link tree.
So, link tree. What comics did you get this week?
A lot.
Let's see.
Like four.
Is the order going to be right this week?
Dun, dun, dun.
That looks like more than four comics.
Okay, because those are the Gotham City Sirens. So I got Gotham City Sirens, number 4.
The Poison Ivy cover.
There's only one more. in the series. She's beautiful. I love her. Next, we got same comic, but this like Pharaoh one. It's really cool.
Yeah, that one was kind of neat.
Yeah, I like it.
I do too.
I like it a lot.
Who's the main girl? Is that Catwoman? Is that Selina Kyle?
Yes.
In the middle? Okay. Yes. Makes sense.
Emma Frost, like Queen number two, like David Nakayong.
Oh, really?
Yes, DNA.
Ah.
Or however you say his last name, I'm sorry.
I think that's right.
I think that's right. But, yeah. Then we got the new history of the DC Universe number two. Harley Quinn is not on this one, I don't think.
We looked on that one and number one. We can't find Harley Quinn, but I think there's three or four issues to that. Okay, so,
but it says number one up here. You might have to zoom
in. Yeah, it's weird.
But it says number two down here. But the covers of number one and number two are clearly different.
Clearly different.
Yeah, the first one is Batman on it. Let's just give appreciation to the artists who did these. You're clearly amazing for making such a amazing and beautiful artwork.
All connecting covers.
Yes, it's amazing. I love connecting covers. Like my Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy number one. That's a really good series. I haven't finished reading it yet, but it's pretty good. Okay, moving on. So what did you get this week?
Well, first I got Comic Shot gave me issue number one of Death of the Silver Surfer because I missed it when it came out. So I had to pick up number two, Death of the Silver Surfer. I got Exquisite Corpses number three. Really good series. We got The Storm.
Can I read it?
Sure. We got The Storm number 10. This is where the Thunder War begins. The Thunder Wars. Yeah, Thunder War begins. Wait. This was alluded to a few issues ago in Storm in the crossover of something. I think it was the X-Men crossover where Thor and all the Storm gods are coming together for a big Thunder War. Could be interesting. I finally picked up Giant Size House of M, continuing the Giant Size X-Men series that's going on. The Haunting of Gwenpool. That's funny. Gwenpool number three. This has been really good.
Hold on. Have they made a comic yet where Storm and Thor fight to the death?
Maybe that's it.
Because they need to make one of those.
Maybe. Like each other?
Yeah, like fight.
It'd be no contest. Like Thor would win easily.
How do you know that? Like,
I don't, but I do. So then I got Justice League Unlimited number 9. This is the epilogue to the We Are Yesterday event. So I got that. Finished that out. I got the Batman Hush 2 series. Next one in that, 161. Boss Fantasy number 3. I haven't read number 2 yet, but number 1 was really good. The Amazing Spider-Man number 8 is a pretty good series. Absolute Martian Manhunter number 5. Absolute Wonder Woman number 10. And then finally, Annika, the Mermaids.
The Mermaids!
The Mermaids are here. I don't know. Did you see where Panel Pete's pick this week was this book? And he was at a mermaid tale? But the Mermaids are here. Annika's over there dying. Are we good?
Mm-hmm. Where'd my pin go? You broke her.
All right. The Mermaids are here. The Mermaids are here.
The Mermaids. We need the Mermaids. The Mermaids are finally here.
They're
the
finally mermaids. Here. So that wraps up what I got this week. So what did you read this week? X-Men number one. Mm-hmm. The one we got a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think?
It took me 50 minutes to read it.
50? Like in 50?
What?
15 or 50?
Five? with a zero.
So as in 50. Okay. Why did it take so long?
Because it was like a big comic.
It was a big comic. Okay.
Like the giant size.
What'd you think?
Pretty good.
1 to 5 stars. Or 0 to 5 stars.
Probably.
All right, think about what's the best comic you've ever read in your life? Like 5 stars all the way.
Hold on, that's hard. Hold on, give me a second.
Mine is.
We know.
Can we talk about this for a minute,
no,
actually?
We can't.
Like, seriously, can we talk about this cover? There's a big black spot on the cover, and I don't understand it. Is it the top of his boot? Is it covering something? It's very odd. Is it?
Wait, let me see.
It's a big black spot on. It's very odd. I noticed it on the when I pulled it, when I was going through the pull list months ago. It's just odd. I gotta look it up. Just seems like a random odd spot. But anyway, best comic I've ever read.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The black spot right there. On his knee.
Let me see it.
It's weird, isn't it? It's very weird. It's odd. Somebody tell me in the comics why they... Comments why
you're
they did that.
Comic too much.
Right? Somebody in the comments tell me why they did that. Or if it's just an oversight. Damn. All right.
Then I also read,
Hold on, you gotta go, like, best comic you ever read.
Oh, I forgot.
I know, I derailed us with the Thor comic.
That's very hard. Probably, which number was that? I forgot which number it was.
Was it a Harley comic?
No.
What one is it?
I Hate Fairyland.
Oh, okay. Alright, well, it doesn't really matter, but think about that comic and how good it is, and then compare the X-Men you just read to that. Was it as good?
Okay, I'll give it a 4 because of the artwork.
Okay.
Honestly, the artwork is phenomenal. You should look at that.
Okay. What else did you read this week?
I don't remember. I think that's it, honestly.
You didn't read your Trinity Daughter of Wonder Woman? Harley?
No.
I didn't read a lot this week either. I only read 5 this week.
One per day?
Kind of. So I read the giant size Age of Apocalypse.
Okay. Like,
gave it 3.5 stars. Absolute Wonder Woman number 9. It's pretty good. Then I gave it 4 stars. Bring On the Bad Guys, Green Goblin. That was pretty good. I really liked that one. They gave it 4, 4.5, I think. Yeah, Green Goblin, it was good. Absolute Batman, number 10. 4.5 stars. Crazy, crazy stuff going on in that one. And Missing on the Moon, number 2. Gave it 3.5. It was decent. It's pretty good. So my current count to year to date, which doesn't make sense because I thought last week was 228. And I've only read 5, so it should be 233, but it says 237. So maybe it wasn't correct last week, but I checked it like 3 times this week or today. And it's like, yep, you read 237 comics year to date. So we're going to go with that. So out of those, my favorite, probably the Green Goblin. Bring On the Bad Guys, Green Goblin one shot. It's pretty good. What I'm looking forward to the most this week is probably the Last Boy. The mermaids. Got to see how the mermaids tie in.
The mermaid!
What are you most looking forward to this week to read?
The Gotham City Sirens.
Okay. How many of those have you read?
I think I read number 3, but I'm not sure.
Okay. There's 5 of those, so we've got, what, 1 more coming?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. They've been coming out once a week, which is crazy, like every week instead of once a month. It's kind of cool. Our polls have been crazy the last few weeks.
What do you mean?
Just a lot of them. It's going to die down a little bit, but maybe not, though, because we'll probably add more, but that's okay.
I haven't checked on the list.
Comic Geeks?
Yeah. What's next?
I don't know. You tell me. You have a script now.
Favorite comic book read this week? 5 minutes. Dot question mark, question mark, question mark.
Don't read all that. That's just...
Star.
Seriously. The most anticipated we just did. We just did the most anticipated read. What you look anticipated. Anticipated.
Anticipated.
Anticipated.
Anticipated.
Yes, we just did that. Mine's The Last Boy. Yours is Gotham City. What comes after that?
Movies, apostrophe, shows, dot, games, this week. This thing, whatever this thing's called. 7-8 min.
The minutes don't matter. That was just
Star. Why do you put all that?
I copied a script from somewhere else and just left that kind of stuff in and just changed certain things when we first started. And I've just been tweaking it ever since. 23 times now. It's crazy.
I've only been like 4 episodes.
You've been in like all but like 4.
You broke my pen!
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in. So, what movies and games did you play this week?
Fortnite. A lot.
A lot of Fortnite. You got back into that. You got your Superman.
Fortnite.
I wanted a Superman, but I didn't want to spend $8 on it, $9 on it.
Yeah. But they need to change it to where you can gift skins you already have.
That would be nice.
Yeah. So then I could give you my Superman that I don't like. I only want the pen and ink one.
The pen and ink one was pretty neat.
I'll give you my...
I still play with Thor, so it's all good.
I play with Harley Quinn.
You do.
Or Sabrina Carpenter.
Yep. So you played some Fortnite.
Okay, so I completed the Music Plus, OG Pass, and the Lego Pass. Those were all easy. The Battle Pass.
That one takes a bit.
It's hard. I didn't collect it last month.
Well, we were gone half the month, so.
Yeah. But, I collected all the Superman ones. I collected most of... I'm on the last page of the first ones before you get to the bonus ones, and I really just want it, like... the first page of the bonus one. That's it, really. But I...
Then we've also played...
Minecraft.
A lot of Minecraft this week. We got our friendly guest.
Yeah, but...
Who's slow.
I took boat around the entire mountain, and you flew the gas, and you left, like, 20 minutes before me. Basically.
It was so slow.
So I got there at the same time he did.
The benefit of the friendly gas is you can, like, if you stand on it, you stand still. So it stays complete still, so you can build, like, high up in the air and use it to, like, build down. But. Yeah, because if you fly it somewhere and then just stand on it, not ride it, stand on it, yeah. It just stays where it is. So that's the benefit. And also, but traversing the world, don't recommend.
Yeah. But the other benefit is multiple people can ride on it. So.
Yeah, up to 4 people, right?
I think.
So yeah, played a lot of Minecraft this week, which was cool. Do we watch anything this week?
You wouldn't give me the Netflix password.
I was
four-digit code.
I was recording a podcast when you texted me.
So I didn't watch anything this week. Except YouTube, because that's the only thing I have in my
time. Okay, well, Netflix. Do you know what comes out tomorrow?
What?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Really? What's Happy Gilmore? I know you can get a cup at Subway. Because I got a magazine about
it. It's a golf movie, but it's funny. It's a funny golf movie. Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler back from 1996. But it's a funny golf movie. But they made Happy Gilmore 2, which comes out tomorrow. But do you know what else comes out today?
What? They made a second Nightmare Before Christmas movie?
No. The Fantastic Four comes out today. So
it does?
Yeah. So we'll have to go see that.
In October.
Nope. We'll have to go see that this weekend.
Okay.
So
the movie theaters lied to me.
We'll go see Fantastic Four and report on it next week.
Maybe. I don't think we should see it in 3D. 3D's not worth it. We sponsor us.
That'd be funny. Guess what time it is?
It's question time. Question time. It's question time, question time, question time. You killed Penny. It's question time. Question time, question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Ask me about all the different stuff. All the different stuff. Woo-woo. Yeah.
Question time.
Okay, look, skip to this mark if you don't want to hear the question. Is he joining?
Do you want to go first? Are you
sure?
Okay.
Go to this time mark, and if you don't want to hear the question, I'm sorry. You kind of.
What?
If you don't want to hear the question, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, so okay, I'll go first.
All right, this is going to be This or That, Emma Frost, the White Queen edition.
Broke me.
And also, bonus, figuring out what word Annika's about to say.
You get extra points.
All right, I'm ready.
Question time. Emma Frost, This or That?
This. Oh, sorry. Sorry, that was funny.
Wrong. Classic White Queen look or modern X-Men team uniform? Question mark. Dot dot.
I'm gonna go with the classic white look, like she is on the current covers.
Mm-hmm. Pure Telepath Lily or Diamond from Defense?
One more time.
Where was I? Oh. Pure Telepathily.
Telepathically?
It doesn't have an I or a K.
I knew I should have put these on my sheet too.
Lee. Or Diamond from Defense.
Diamond from Defense.
Defense.
Hold on, I'm going to pull it up on my phone. Oh, Diamond from... All right, so Pure Telepathily or Diamond from Defense. Defense. I'm going to go with Diamond from Defense.
You're not going to like this one. Mashalette Academy or
what?
Dracula Errol Landership.
Uh, Massachusetts Academy? Or
that didn't happen.
Caracoa Error Leadership. What did you say? Okay. Massachusetts Academy or Caracoa Error Leadership? I'm going to go with the Caracoa Error Leadership.
Emma Ann Scott or Emma Solo Queen Energy?
I'm going to go Emma Solo Queen Energy.
You didn't say it right. Say it right, okay?
Solo Queen Energy.
No, it's Solo Queen Energy. Unless you need to hold a Stanley Cup. Hellfire Club or Quiet Canola or Krakoa?
Council? Quiet Council of Krakoa?
Yeah, that.
I'm gonna go Hellfire Club.
Coca-Cola.
Hellfire Club.
Narky one-liners or cold calculated silence.
That's tough.
Did I say that right?
You did. You got there. Bonus points. I'm going to go with the snarky one-liners.
Okay.
Just because it's more fun in the comics than...
Anti-hero Emma? Or full-fledged hero Emma? The white
queen. I see her more as an anti-hero.
Okay. Meter to Gen X or protector of multiple kinds. Mutant kind.
Okay, we got that one. Let's go back to the first part.
Mentor to Gen X.
Or?
Protector of mutant. Or mutant kinds.
Probably protector of mutant kind.
Okay. High fashion frost or combat ready frost? High fashion! This all comes to this moment. Either I like you or I don't, okay? So you better pick the right one.
So, high fashion frost or combat ready frost?
Which one do you think I would pick?
Well, you're going to pick high fashion, of course. And I probably would, too.
Okay, great. We get along.
All right. So now I've got some... She chose the Emma Frost questions this week. So, I've got some Emma Frost trivia questions for you.
No.
I know.
No.
These are probably going to be hard.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. We'll figure it out. What is Emma Frost's primary mutant ability?
She can turn stuff into diamonds or like...
That diamond? Would be cool, but no.
Wait. What? Can she turn into diamond?
No.
Oh, what can she do?
She's telepath. What is the... name of Emma Frost's diamond hard secondary mutation?
I don't know.
Organic diamond form. So she can turn into diamonds, apparently.
That's what I said. Well,
that's her secondary. Her primary, apparently, is telepathy. What villainous team was Emma originally a part of? We said it.
Hellfire.
Yeah. Good job. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
What?
You just won $5,000! Spin the wheel again!
What title did Emma Frost hold within the Hellfire Club?
The leader? What?
What's the name of her comic?
The White Queen?
Yeah. Good job. Which school did Emma Frost run before joining the X-Men?
Mississippi Academy.
Okay, it is a state that starts with M, but not Mississippi.
Wait, is it McCadillaca? Massachusetts? I don't like you.
The answer is the Massachusetts Academy.
That's what I said.
Who did Emma Frost famously have a psychic affair with?
She cheated. She cheated on you.
Okay.
Wolverine?
No. Ron. It was the these answers you could pull from the last segment.
The Banff guy?
The who?
The Banff guy. But like every time we teleport he goes Banff or whatever.
That Nightcrawler?
Guy. Yeah, that dude.
No.
Oh.
Scott. Scott Summers. Cyclops.
You could have said Cyclops.
I did. Eventually. Got there. What team did Emma co-lead alongside Cyclops?
The X-Men.
Yeah. What's one major difference between Emma's telepathy and Jean Grey's?
Phoenix.
Oh, that girl. I don't know. I don't know.
It's a hard answer. It's a long answer. Emma cannot wield the Phoenix Force. But she can, but she has shown strong mind control and mental manipulation skills, and her diamond form makes her immune to psychic attacks. All right, so I added 5 more questions. Different questions. So I'm going to give you clues, up to 3 clues, and you have to guess the superhero. Okay?
Is it all going to be
Emma? No, none of them are Emma Frost. That's your one and only clue. All right, no, you get clues every question. All right, clue number one. This is round one. Clue number one. I was bitten by something radioactive.
Is it Spider-Man?
Ding, ding, ding. You didn't even need the other clues.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
You just won a 20. You just won a 20.
So a perfect, hold on. No.
Toyota.
So we're going to do 5 rounds of this. So you could get 1, 2, 3, or 4 points. 4 points means you did not get the answer. And so the best being 20, or the worst being 20 points, the best being 5 points. We'll see where you land. Right now you're at 1 point. So you're doing really good. Round number 2. I have anger issues and a green complexion.
Next clue.
I'll repeat the clue number 1. I have anger issues.
Oh, it's
okay. And I have a green complexion.
Told.
Ding, ding, ding. 2 points. All right. Round number 3. The lower points, the better. 5 would be a perfect score.
What does that make sense? Because you gave me 2 points.
Well, 5 would be a perfect score if you got all 5 answers on the first clue.
I did.
Right. Well, you've gotten 2 for 2 on the first clue, so you have 2 points. We have 3 more questions.
Okay.
Round 3. Clue number 1. I can move things with my mind. I cannot, but...
I can move you with my mind. You're looking at the camera. Are you looking back at me?
I can move things with my mind. Any guesses?
So it's like there's so many people. I can move things with their mind.
Okay, name 1. Maybe you get it right. If not, I'll give you the next clue. Just name a Marvel superhero.
Deadpool.
No. So clue number 1 is I can move things with my mind. Clue number 2, my father is Magneto.
Is Magneto's kid?
He has 2.
Oh, what's one of them?
Quicksilver. And the other is?
Silver Surfer.
You ready for clue number 3?
No. Wait, what's one of them?
Quicksilver. Kind of like he's the Marvel's Flash.
So it's Lois, other person. Yeah.
No. All right. You should get it after this clue. All right. First clue is I can move things with my mind. Second clue is my father is Magneto. Clue number three, I starred in WandaVision.
I didn't watch Scarlet Witch.
Yes. Very good. Very good. You got it. All right. Round number four. I was frozen in ice for decades.
Harley was frozen in ice for 2 months.
No, this is Marvel.
Mr. Freeze, or the Freeze Dude. And then he gains his ice powers because some icy bug bit him. And then he froze to death, so he got ice powers.
He was frozen in ice for decades.
Wait, is that the guy from Star Wars?
No, these are Marvel superheroes.
Is that Star Wars Marvel?
No.
Is it DC?
Star Wars is Star Wars, but they're Marvel and DC are owned by Disney.
Your pepper can be Pepsi or Coke. So is it like that? Like, Star Wars can be packaged by DC or Marvel?
No.
Coke always wins.
I was frozen in ice for decades.
Mr. Freeze.
No. Clue number two. I carry a shield.
I'm Captain America.
Very good.
He was frozen in ice.
For decades? Like, after World War II, he gets frozen in ice. And then, you know, unthaws in modern time. He should have stayed frozen in ice. Anyway. Round number five. I shoot arrows better than anyone.
Green Arrow.
Marvel, not
Green
DC.
Green Arrow is Marvel.
No, Green Arrow is DC.
Who shoots arrows better? Green Arrow or the other guy? I don't know. I need to make a comic on that.
I was a founding Avenger in the comics.
I forgot all the Avengers except for three. Which is Gamora. Groot and Rocket Raccoon because he's cute.
That's it. I trained under S.H.I.E.L.D. It's the third clue. So he shoots arrows better than anyone. He's in a founding Avenger. And he's trained under S.H.I.E.L.D.
What does the founding mean?
Like he was one of the original members of the Avengers.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Yeah.
What?
What if I trained under S.H.I.E.L.D.?
He trained while he worked for S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I'm asking.
All right. So any guesses? Come on. He trained under S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. was, you know... The leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. was Nick Fury. No? Okay. You got to watch the Avengers again. Have you watched any of the Avengers? It's been a while. All right. Any guesses? Take a guess.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
He's purple.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Well, you got 12 points. So not bad. All right. So this week. We did a little trivia, went over our polls. We went over what we played this week, what we're looking forward to. What do you...
Oh, wait. I did watch something.
Oh, she remembered.
That I forgot about.
What?
They released a new FNAF 2 trailer.
FNAF 2 trailer.
Yes, I saw the first FNAF movie in cosplay. That was an amazing night.
It was a good movie. So let's go see that. Fantastic Four. Let's go see that.
Yeah. I'm going to see FNAF 2.
Make sure you like and subscribe.
Subscribe to our Patreon, please.
Buy us comic, Panel Peak merch.
So if you want to run around with a little tiny guy that looks like a Panel Peak, because he is a Panel Pete.
Comic Panel Pete.
Comic Panel Pete.
Your friendly neighborhood speech bubble.
That lives in a comic.
that lives in a comic.
Yeah, he does live in a comic. And you might find him one day in one.
You might.
Mm-hmm. And he'll only be $1. It'll be 25 cents.
25 cents?
Yeah, we'll make nothing off that.
Wow. Yeah, we'll lose money on that.
I mean, we could just time travel back in the day to where comics were 10 cents. Then we would make a bank. Was that a wolf that I just heard?
No.
Or am I yawning?
Awesome.
Tell anymore.
Well, please like, subscribe, comment.
I can do a cool pin trick.
Let us know.
It's me. I don't like you anymore.
Let us know in the comment. Comics. Let us know in the comments.
There's an
what your favorite read this week was, your favorite pull. Or if you got any of these trivia questions correct, let us know what your score was. And we'll see you next week on
Talking.